I was reading something by Philip Yancey, and he noted that after asking suffering people, who helped you in your time of suffering? In his own experience, he said not one person mentioned a PhD from a prestigious seminary or a famous philosopher. All of us have the same capacity to help those who hurt. And he went on to say that no one can package or bottle the appropriate response to suffering people. If you go to the sufferers themselves, you'll recall a friend who cheerily helped distract them from their illness. Others think such an approach insulting. Some want honest, straightforward talk, and others find such discussions unbearably depressing. There's no one-size-fits-all cure for a person in pain, is there, my friend? A lot of times a person needs love in different forms, for love instinctively detects what's needed. Jean Vanier, who founded the LaArche movement for the developmentally disabled, said wounded people who have been broken by suffering and sickness ask for one thing, and that's a heart that loves and commits itself to them, a heart full of hope for them. My friend, I'm reminded of an old poem called The Bridge Builder. It says, an old man going a lone highway came at the evening, cold and gray, to a deep chasm, wide, through which was flowing a rushing tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. This furious stream had no fears for him. But he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span across the tide. Old man, said a fellow pilgrim near, you're wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again must pass this way. You've crossed this chasm deep and wide. Why go to the trouble to build a bridge at the eventide? The builder lifted his old gray head. Good friend, in the path I've come, he said, there follows after me today a young man whose feet must pass this way. This deep chasm has been nothing to me. To the fair-haired youth it may a pitfall be, and he too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I'm building the bridge for him. Oh, my friend, think of suffering people out there. We have the opportunity to show them that there is but one bridge, and his name is Jesus Christ. We have to show that true, deep love. Such love can be painful for us even. But real love, the Apostle Paul reminds us, 1 Corinthians 13:7, bears all things, it believes all things, it hopes all things, it endures all things. As is so often his pattern, God uses you, my friend. He uses me. He uses ordinary people to do extraordinary healing in the lives of others. Those who suffer don't need our knowledge and our wisdom. They need to know the one who is their burden bearer. His name is Jesus. Are you willing to tell your family, to tell your business associates, employees, employer? Are you willing to tell them that there's a heaven to be gained and there's a hell to be avoided and that there is one who will stick closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus? And he says, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Whittier puts it this way. He says, O brother man, fold to thy heart thy brother. Where pity dwells, the peace of God is there. To worship rightly is to love each other. Each smile a hymn, each kindly deed becomes a prayer. My friend, even Shakespeare understood, and he said, they do not truly love who do not show their love. And Heavenly Father, I pray that in my life and in the life of my friend listening in right now, that we would show our love. We recognize, God, we're not perfect. We're far from it. We need to acknowledge that when we're passing on the bridge who is perfect. But, Father, we want to reflect your light. And even as imperfect as we are, we can bear your light to hurting people. And I pray for my friend listening in right now. I pray for myself that we'd have the courage, most of all, that we'd have the love to do that for others. Because you say that when we do it for the least of them, we've done it even for you. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.